Harper Audio presents The Women in the Castle by Jessica Shattuck. Performed by Cassandra Campbell. In memory of my mother, Petra Toll Shattuck, and my grandmother, Annelise Toll. Prologue. Berg Lingenfels, November 9th, 1938. The day of the Countess's famous harvest party began with a driving rain that hammered down on all the ancient von Lingenfels castle's sore spots, springing leaks, dampening floors, and turning its yellow facade a slick, beetle-like black. In the courtyard, the paper lanterns and carefully strung garlands of wheat drooped and collapsed. Marianne von Lingenfels, niece-in-law of the Countess, labored joylessly to prepare for their guests. It was too late to call off the party. Now that the Countess was wheelchair-bound, Marianne had become the de facto hostess. A hostess who should have listened to her husband and canceled the party last week. In Paris, Ernst von Rath lay in a hospital bed, the victim of an attempted assassination. And in Munich, the Nazis were whipping the country into a frenzy for revenge. Never mind that prior to the event, no one had even heard of von Rath, an obscure mid-level German diplomat, and that his assassin was a boy of 17, or that the shooting was itself an act of revenge. The assassin's family was among the thousands of Jews huddled at the Polish border, expelled from Germany, barred entry by Poland. The Nazis were not deterred by complex facts.